we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Brevard County, Florida. Cocoa, Florida, to be specific. I'm Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We want to thank you for tuning in and want to let you know that this coming Sunday, I'm going to be preaching an illustrated sermon. Going to be a little more visible than what my traditional just animated lecture type are. I'm not a stationary preacher. I mean, I go up and down the stairs and all over the place on a regular basis anyway. If you can fall asleep in one of my sermons, you're really, really tired. But this coming Sunday, we're going to be presenting an illustrated sermon and looking forward to what God is going to do in transforming hearts and lives in our community. I want to take just a moment and say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. They can help you with any of your electrical or your heating or your air conditioning needs. Probably the need for heat is not going to be too much longer, although we have had some cold spells that went on deeper into the year, but we're into February now. And it's not going to be long until weather is going to be in the 90s again. So you want to make sure that your air conditioner is up and running. So give them a call, 632-9538, and they will be a blessing to you. By the way, write that number down, especially if you've been a customer of Wyrick Air in the past. This is the current number that you can use to reach them. And so write it down, tape it on your air handler on the inside of your house. Give them a call, and they can get you fixed up. So we are talking today about Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Isaiah, the 60th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading today from verse number 1. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you, the multitude of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord." So I want to take you back to what we were discussing last week, and that is the aspect of the Lord rising upon us and his glory being seen upon us. And so I've done a great deal of thinking about this, and I wanted to put it to you this way. The sovereignty of God, the sovereign lordship of Jesus Christ in your life will make your life, and it will make my life, more glorious. His sovereignty in our spiritual life is going to reap benefits. It's going to be seen as a better thing than without him being Lord over our life. If we allow him to sovereignly to renew our minds in Christ Jesus, then our mental faculties are going to be superior. When Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were brought for testing before the king, they were seen as exponentially better qualified and better mentally fit than those around them, as well as the physical characteristics. So when we see these things, I want you to see God ruling sovereignly in your life as a life improvement, not just a way that the world tends to present it, where the more that you have of God in your life, the lower the quality of life. I see it exactly the opposite of that, that the sovereignty of God in your life and in my life is going to make things much better. And so the devil, he comes and tries to attack that issue and tries to undermine. And whenever we do that, we can see from scriptures that we always end up with a lesser quality relationship than what God wanted. When God first appeared to the children of Israel in the desert as they were wandering, he made it very clear that he wanted that his sovereign plan was to dwell in their midst and to speak to them directly. The people's response was one of fear. And they said, oh, we can't live under that type of presence of God. And so we will settle for someone, for God to speak to someone and that person to speak to us. And so they ended up with that lesser quality of relationship than the quality of sovereignty that God had. And whenever you settle for less than what God wants, you're always going to have regrets. And so they said, we're fine with this. We want this. And then when Moses started speaking what God was telling him, and the process was contrary to their flesh, guess what? Then they started complaining and murmuring about Moses, and they were talking about killing him and rising up against him and rebelling against him. And they said, we don't want even this lower quality of life. We're not happy here. By the way, I will tell you this. If you chase happiness, you will never find it. You might find pleasure for a season, but you will not find lasting joy or enduring happiness. But with the sovereignty of God, his provision will be best. And so God pours out manna from heaven. They struggle with the lordship of God in the area of provision. Not only did they settle for a lesser degree, but then they began to complain about the provision God had. They wanted something different. So they wanted a lesser degree of sovereignty in their life. And then it deteriorated into legalism. Then they wanted something different. And God said, well, I'll give you quail. But because of their attitude, when the quail was in their teeth, it became something miserable and bitter and toxic to them. And God had to heal the people. I want you to see that whenever you compromise with in an area of your life of the sovereignty of God, there are going to be lesser qualities. I want to thank God for his provision. I want to thank God for the relationship that I can have with him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. And so as that sovereignty begins to rule and reign in our finances and our decision-making process, as we allow God to do this, it's going to be more and more glorious. Now, I will tell you that it is not easy. It is not easy. I felt so powerfully about this word that I was sharing on the radio that I have started sharing this on Wednesday night in our Bible study. I believe that this is God's strategic plan for reaching the nations, that he's looking for a people who will say yes to his lordship, yes to the glorious presence of God that will result of that lordship in every area of our life. And then that we will recognize that we have a mission to arise, and that when we stand up, the glory of God is going to reflect off of us, and it is going to pierce the darkness. And so I'm sharing this with our congregation. On Thursday morning, we have early morning prayer. And as I was praying this last Thursday morning, I was praying, God, I want you, I want your lordship to be glorious. I don't want it to be something that I dread. I don't want it to be something that I settle for. I don't want to be asking you for an intermediary. I want to enjoy the glorious presence of the Lord. I don't want to say, this is what you've provided and I want something different. I want what you have provided because you know what is best for me. And so that's the way that I have been praying. And I've been praying, God, I pray that it would be glorious. I pray that it would be something that would be transformative in me, that people would see that there's a difference, that there's a difference. And that's really what is talked about here in the third verse. It says, His glory will be seen upon you, the end of verse 2, verse number 3. The Gentiles shall come to your light and the king and kings to the brightness of your rising. Gentiles were basically anybody who wasn't Jewish. They were people who were not walking in covenant relationship with God. Now, God always had in his heart to reach the nations. Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. He doesn't want any to perish, but he wants all to come to everlasting life. He wants repentance to be a heartfelt attitude for all of us. And so we need to, as we are waging this war, God, your will or my will, your lordship or my sovereignty, we need to remember that God needs to win that struggle. God needs to win that fight. Our neighbors need God to prevail in that issue because they don't want to see us. The Greeks came to Philip, and Philip brought them to Andrew, and the desire that they had was this: we want to see Jesus. And Jesus said, when they were Andrew brought them to him. By the way, one of the most distinguishing characteristics of Andrew is he was constantly bringing somebody. He was the one that brought the little boy that had the loaves and the fish. And he's the one that brought these people to Jesus. And Jesus said, the Son of Man is getting ready to be glorified. A lot of times we get caught up in selfish things. God is glorified when there is an appetite that is created in the hearts of people who are not the covenant people of God, and they are crying out, we want to know this God that is so vibrantly living inside of you. And so I challenge you today to embrace the glorious sovereignty of God, and when his presence is radiating from every pore in your being, and there's a word from him that is like fire shut up in your bones, stand up and let the gospel of Jesus Christ emerge from you, because there is a purpose for that. And that purpose is that those people who are not walking in covenant with him, who do not know his lordship, who have yet to experience his glory personally, but they see it upon you, they are going to be attracted to the God in you. Possibly a point of reflection that we could take this morning is to take a look in our spiritual mirror and say, God, is there enough of you inside of me to be attractive to those in my life, in my sphere of influence? God, is there anything inside of me that is reflecting your glory, that people can see that I am walking under your divine direction? I've told you before, the way that my wife and I got to Florida was I worked for a company. That company lost its lease. I ended up working for the company that for the department store directly. And not too long after that, my wife was fasting and praying. And all of a sudden, the company that had lost the lease called us up and said, hey, we want you to move to Florida. And I told them, I said, I'll have to pray about that. I have to pray about it. It was less money. I'm a horrible negotiator when it comes to things like that. And so I said, I need to pray about it. They said, well, how long do you need to pray? And I said, well, God can speak to me in 24 hours. Oh, okay. And you know, amazingly, they were good with that. And so I called my wife, and my wife explained that she had been fasting and praying and that this was the hand of God at work. Little did we know that the company that transferred us here a year and a half later would be losing the lease with the department store they transferred me to here. And all of a sudden, we found ourselves in a transitional period in our life. It was a very challenging season. But not only did we pray for God's direction before we left our previous location, We also recognized that God's call was what was the most important thing. Our prayer was, God, you have called us. You've called me to pastor. You've opened the door for provision for my family and I by selling shoes. But God, the call that you have is for me to pastor. And as a result of that, that company brought us here, and we connected with a church, and we stayed and we faithfully served that church for 3 years, and God used that as a launching pad to get us where we needed to be. There were times during that process that it was painful. There was times during that process where we didn't understand what God was doing. But I want to encourage you to build a relationship with God where you trust Him to do what is best for you, even when you don't understand the process that He is using to bring about that transformation. And so if we will just take this statement by faith, that the Lord will arise over us and His glory will be seen upon us, and that His lordship is going to be attractive to those who are not walking in covenant with Him. It's going to be something they see as desirable, not reprehensible. Then it will cause us to do a lot less complaining. How many of you that are listening to my voice, If you looked at yourself in the mirror, you could say, God, I probably complain too much about things that I don't understand. And I'd like to flip that thing on its head to where we say, God, I understand this much about the process, that the more the devil fights against the process, the greater the glory that's going to be revealed. And I truly do believe that if there is something that the devil is fighting to get us to compromise on, that there is something that is so valuable there that he's deemed it worth his time to wage war against it. And if it is valuable enough for the devil to try and steal, it should be valuable enough that we should acknowledge the sovereignty of God in that situation and say, no, devil, this is my inheritance in Christ Jesus, and you're not going to deprive me of the glorious testimony that is going to come out of this. So it is true. We need to be reaching our communities, and we're going to be doing that. But we need to go out with more than just a tract in our hand. We need to go out with the sovereignty of God, that he is providing for us the words to say, that he is providing the divine appointments. And it also says, not only will people who are walking or not walking in covenant be attracted, people that we don't have much in common with. A lot of times we're looking for people that we have things in common with. God's saying, I'm going to be bringing people in that you've got very little in common with, other than the fact that you are all sinners. Merit Assembly of God, by design, is intended to be an international house of worship that is representative of the full spectrum of society that God has delivered us from every conceivable sin and stronghold and trap that the enemy had for us. Everybody is welcome to come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not everybody is welcome to come in and share their voice right away. You need to come in. You need to build relationship. You need to hear the word. But we're not a closed off society by any stretch of the imagination. But it says, not only are you going to be will the glory of the sovereignty of God in your life be attractive to those who aren't walking in covenant, but kings will be attracted, kings or rulers, to the brightness of your rising. There, people who are excellent in what they do will find that they are given levels of promotion. They're kings, people who are building their governments, and you know, I look to build a staff of people who are the best at what they do. I'm not looking to micromanage my staff or anything like that. I'm just looking for them to do the best that they can do. And so as the glory of the Lord arises in you, you may find an audience with business people. You might find an audience with civic leaders. You might find an audience with governmental authorities, with police officers and first responders. You need to realize that God is going to enable you to minister to people who face a level of challenge at their level of responsibility that may be mind-boggling to you, but you will be operating with a Lord over your life who rules the universe, and those kings will say, I need that sort of wisdom in my life. It's our prayer that in Central Brevard County, that Christians would know their God, that they would do great exploits, that people would be saved, and that the ways of God would be clearly seen as superior to the wisdom of men. It goes on, and I'll conclude with this. Verse number 5 says, and your son shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. So there are, when we allow the Lordship of God to rule the way that God wants, when we let God have his way in our hearts and lives, he makes it a glorious experience. He makes the light of his presence reflect off of us. We shine, we reflect the brightness of his glory. It causes people who aren't walking in covenant to be attracted. It causes people who have great levels of responsibility to be attracted to that glorious presence of God that is clearly seen in you and clearly seen in me. And not only that, but it causes our sons and our daughters, maybe even those who are estranged. This says, your son shall come from afar, and your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Those children who've wandered away from the faith, they'll say, you know, I remember what my dad's relationship with God was like. That's really what got the prodigal son's attention in Luke chapter 15. He ended up in the slop with the pigs and desiring to eat what they were eating. And he remembered how his father dealt with people. And he said, you know what? I need to go back and tell my dad, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I've sinned, and I'm not asking to come home as a son. I'm asking to come home as a servant. And the father said, no, you've always been my son. You will always be my son. Now, he had squandered his monetary inheritance, but he didn't lose his relationship with God. So I want to challenge us. I want to challenge you and I that we allow God to work in us thoroughly, transform us so to such an extent that prodigals will come home. Prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, that they will say, you know what? I need to return to the roots that I was brought up in. A friend of mine told me one time that he had been told this. He was just passing it along. It says, the Bible says, train up a child when he is young, or train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. He said it doesn't say anything in there about during that process from the time that he's trained until the time that he becomes old. There are sometimes some bumpy roads. There are sometimes some rough waters. But we need to have confidence that God loves our families more than we love our families. And that if we will follow his instructions ourselves, he will make sure that he will minister to our kids. I don't know about you, but I want my community to be attracted to the presence of God. I want the rulers of this land and the rulers of the nations to be gathered to the throne of worship. Every knee, every one of their knees is going to bow, and every one of their tongues is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I want it to be voluntary, not compulsory. And I want our young people, I want the boys and the girls and the young adults in this community, I want them to be drawn not to the lusts of the world, not to the lust of the eyes or the lust of the flesh or the boastful pride of life. I want them to be drawn to the presence of the living God, the one who loved them so much that he died to save them. The soul who wins souls is wise. I pray that in 2017, we are wiser than we've ever been because we've let God be Lord to a greater extent than we've ever allowed him to rule and reign in our lives before. God bless you. I know you're going to have a great day. Let the word of God go before you and live inside of you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.